chase requires different skill than just picking somebody up and taking them somewhere and land.
I would hope so. Yeah, that is a different skill set.
It's funny because I'm always mindful of it because of where I live. And there's constant helicopter.
That's right, you're over by there.
Right. Yeah. And not only does WGN, you know, fly all the time, but that helipad is used for dignitaries, it's used for government officials.
Is that right? It's a legit helipad? That's the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just theirs.
It is theirs.
Oh.
But I think there are just agreements that they're...
The land lease situation.
You do see other...
I didn't know that.
Other helicopters that are not just the WGN helicopter that are over there. But it's... And now you see it and you start thinking all kinds of... Look, I was in North Carolina when the sports... The WTVD helicopter crash, because Friday night high school football, they'd have this whole thing.
Yeah.
And there was a sports guy, Tony Debo was the sports guy, and they made a big deal out of their helicopter, and it would land at the various high schools, and he would do a stand up there, and he would go to this team, and he'd go to that team.
Oh, it was like game day. Oh, like, yeah. Helicopter at your place,
all over the Piedmont area, and it was all night flying. And it crashed, and he survived the crash. The sportscaster survived the crash. And that was, the first time it was a huge story and a super scary thing, because that was, they were drawn.